Ja, du kan bare have kukke og tilkukke og det. At det har jeg lige, at du har gøyre kukke, at du gøyre kukke. Så du kukke gøyre gøyre, så ja, jeg så vei. Så de læste, og du her og alt. Ja, det er så tid du der. Nå var der, nå var der der, tjekkene på det. Et hørte, et kjell hørte, et tjell hørte. Ja, der var den gang der. Bare der. In the road where you come down and where you turn on, to the old pub there, the road. But that side was vacant, but we had then got two holes in it. So the hole had to cross talk of him, say here. Well, it had but 5 or 6 cars there. And the Connie was up there. She said, go for the little body up, but me. She said, you can't go home now. I said, all right. So I just stayed there. I went for you. So she said, you stay here. So I said, she said, I can't see what the hell Mr. Lippert doing on that. I said, Danny. I said, man, come here. I said, come here, let me show you what Mr. Lippert. I said, look at Mr. Lippert down here. I said, you worry about Mr. Lippert. Mr. Lippert, you take this little road behind where Mr. Lippert is coming from nowhere. So I was trying to get in the wood again. She left. I go back to the hospital. She put back, she said, you know that? Hell, damn man, stayed out there this late at night. Food. I said, that man got to get the money together. He said, I was finally covered. He said, you'll feed the dog? I said, yeah, I'll feed it. He said, well, I said, go on home. I had an automobile, I gave the car and called. She laughed, I don't go. But that's the way I passed my time. One to another. And that's just there, but a whole lot of boy riders, all you white folks right here. Can we go right on now? Hello, Mr. Goff. How you doing, Mr. Goff? Some of them ribbon, but some of them come to church here. Mr. Goff, how you feeling? I'm feeling all right. How you doing? I'm doing all right. Sure, she's been nice, all of them. Now she's been nice. Come on, leave all my family there. And all know them. Made all them, all the big back booters, put them on the back there, you know. Come up there and say, only another pastor, if you don't hear that. But he used to come to church every Sunday, the man said to church, people cross the by and he used to come there. He said, oh, how you feel? I said, I feel all right. He used to come there, and they'd come from over there, her husband is a dingy. He used to come there, she'd come to church, and said, Mr. Goff, Mr. Goff, yeah. How you feel? I said, I feel all right, he said. Close the door, I said, yeah. And you think you got to open that? I said, well, I don't know. I wait till they open it, they open it. She said, I'm not sure it's fine. And you know what that was to put there? The bad day, pick up your clothes. You know what that was to put there or something? Every Sunday, that lady would put $10, $15, $20 in that basket. Every Sunday. And bad day, went, I used to pick up the money. You know? I was with Asha. I pick up the money, put it in there. Say to myself, well, I don't know what to say about you when you close it down, but I don't know. So she still closed down. So I could say, thank God, anyhow. I got this for her, if I don't close for her, I got this for her.
Where did you get your food from when you were coming up? Was there a store around here?
Used to have a store, big store down there. They used to have one of the buyers, Segura. Segura used to buy a credit there with him. But he used to give us a number, he had commissaries and stores too. But he had a commissary over there. Every Saturday I'd go there and buy $15, $20 worth of groceries. And then the children buy a five of that and five of the other there, five of the other boy was just working, you know. And you kick that and come on home. It's so good, I go there sometimes, so they take out water, I go there and get it. Then they have a stool back there, it's a good egg, buy sometimes, sometimes. And that's how we get as long as we could make it.
Yeah.
So,